This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the big issues in this economy today, here in the United States, but also globally, is in very base terms, who has the money, income, and wealth distribution, to be more clinical about it. Thing is, that's not new. In central Mexico, there are two pre-Columbian pyramids that, yes, they are tourist attractions, sure, but also they are rich sources of information about money in that ancient society and who had it. From KJZZ, Jorge Valencia has more.
Adrián Alemán Martínez is crouching next to a mural that's been buried for hundreds of years. He scrapes the dirt off the ground below it with a small trowel.
Primero, debes de tener tranquilidad.
First of all, you have to be really patient, he says. If we do it with a shovel, we'll knock everything off and we won't find anything.
Si lo haces con la pala grande, te vas a llevar todo lo que hay. Ya no vamos a encontrar nada.
Martínez specializes in the delicate work of unearthing buildings and artifacts from the ancient city of Teotihuacan. It's about 2 hours north of Mexico City. This summer, he's working with a team of Boston University archaeologists to excavate this mural and other structures. They contain clues about the life and wealth of laborers and artisans who lived here more than 1,000 years ago. Daniela Hernandez Sariñana is a doctoral student at BU.
You have this mix of very nice walls and preserved floors and then not so nice adobe walls.
The civilization of Teotihuacan predated the better known Aztecs. It lasted about 700 years, starting in 100 BC, and it peaked with a population of roughly 100,000 people. Hernandez Sariñana says it was a prosperous society.
They had luxury items, mural paintings over here, which we at some point thought we would never find.
At the center of Teotihuacan are two pyramids, which represented the city's political and religious power. But the surrounding areas where workers lived, like where we are today, also showed wealth, says Boston University archaeologist David Carballo.
People were living with nicely frescoed walls, comfortable accommodations, or they had public buildings like temples that brought the community together and were more elaborate.
Carballo says common Teotihuacan folk had access to a high standard of living. He says they engaged in sophisticated trade that was unusual for Mesoamerican societies. They could get jade and mica stones from far south or shells from the coasts.
That's probably why people were migrating to Teotihuacan over its centuries of occupation. This was an economic hub that drew people. It was a religious pilgrimage center, and it was a strong political capital.
Archaeologists generally agree on some clues about how wealth was distributed. Elites and commoners alike lived in large apartments with murals. They all had utensils, like sharpened obsidian glass, that were made using technology that was advanced for the time. Arizona State University archaeologist Michael E. Smith says there was a greater disparity between the rich and the poor and the Aztec and Roman empires.
If you look at a site like Pompeii or Roman sites that have been studied, they had a much greater differences in wealth. The elites controlled more of the wealth.
Smith says we can learn something from Teotihuacan society.
It gives the message that such a thing is possible. You can have a complex urban society without a high level of inequality. That's an observation. That's a conclusion we get from Teotihuacan.
What scientists are debating still is how people in this society were governed. By a king? By a collective government? It's unclear how the economics of the time connected with the politics. In Mexico State, Mexico, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.